Today's Shem Shabur Yomi is Siman Tav Samech Ches. Now we are up to Sif Hey. Afilu Makam Shnagel Lasos. Even in a place where the minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, lo yaschil betchila b'malacha bi'arba asar afal pishu yochal legamer kol chatzos. Still, the person should not start to work. He's allowed to do ahead. He's allowed to go ahead and do malacha on Yedal, but he should not go ahead and start malacha before Chatzos. Ela shlosha umnias b'vad, except for three particular professional activities, bilvad, and heim shematchilim behem, those are the ones you're allowed to even start, the makom shenagu lasos, in the place where the minhag is to do malacha. And those three, osinat chatzos, could go ahead and do it until chatzos. Elohim, what are the three professionals? Chachayatim, hasaparim, ve'akoyfsim. They are the tailors, the barbers, and those that do laundry, the launderers, aval, the cleaners, the aval, shar umnios. However, other professions, in mischil behem kodem abasar, if they began their work before the 14th, who sheyigmor ad chatzos, then he would be able to go ahead and finish it up until chatzos. So you can't start malacha even in the place where, this is the Shulchan Aruch says, where the minhag is to do work. You should not start to do malacha. Only if you had begun beforehand can you do malacha until chatzos, unless you are one of the three professions. However, the Ramah disagrees. Yesh mekilim, or he brings those that are disagree, and then a mekil. Lomar, they learn pshat differently. They say shloshu umnios haniskarim. These three professions maschilim biyosin at chatzos afilu makom shenagul shulavasos. These three professions, even in the place where the minhag is not to do malacha, they could go ahead and start and finish by chatzos, even in places where the minhag is not to do any work. Right, that's how the Rama understands it. Then hiskiv about yom b'sharim umnios. And if you started, and according to this opinion, if you actually started even on the Dalit, in the other professions, Vula Tzarach HaMoed, it's necessary for the Moed, Osin HaChatzos, you can go ahead and you can do these Malachos until Chatzos, the Hachi Nohag. And this actually is the Minag, that if he started B'od Yom, and it's Tzarach HaMoed, even if it's in other professions, you would be able to do it until Chatzos. And that's the minhag. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on all this. This is saying, even if you want to go ahead and do these malachos, unless it's one of the, this is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, unless it's one of the three professions, you're not allowed to go ahead and start doing that work on the Yadalid, even if it's for the Tzarech Hamoed, because the minhag, even though it is to be able to do work, it's not that you're allowed to go ahead and start work. It's only if it's not one of the three professions. It's that you can finish if you started before. And even L'Torach Moed, you can't start according to this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And the fact that he said before, in the place where there's a minhag to do the malacha, hainu l'gmor, that means that specifically you can finish doing malacha, that you already started beforehand. If you started, let's say, doing a laundry before, not laundry, you started doing some type of other malacha besides the launderers, barbers, and tailors, that's what it's saying. You're allowed to go ahead and finish those other activities. Oh, demayri b'shalosh umnayos, or it's talking about where we're talking about the three professions, and that's what it meant in the previous halachas that we did yesterday, that there is a minhag that you're allowed to go ahead and do malacha. So the places where you could actually start it, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is specifically with the three professions. Those are the only times you could start malacha on Yud Dalet itself. Ukid Messiah, like he finishes up. Sif Katam Chaf Vav, right? Ve'eluhei Machayatim. Ritzara Lomar Imhein Letzarech Yodom. This Shulchan Aruch means you could go ahead and you can be a tailor, you can be a barber, and you can do cleaning of clothes. You can do all of these things lechatchila and start it on Yud Dalet, if you're one of these professions, but specifically if it's Letzarech Yontov. Lohi kilu elu be'elu. And they're only makel in these, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Menesha am srichim lehem harbe, because the people need these particular professions very much before the Yontov, Letzarech Moed, so they allowed them to go ahead and do malacha, even if they are starting it on Erev Yontov, on Yudalid in the morning. Sifkat and Chav Zayin. So now we're going back to if you're not one of these professions, then if you started before Arba Asar, you can finish up to Chatzos. So once again, he says, he said before, Sifkat and Chav Zayin, who shows us some Letzarech Moed, assuming he is doing Letzarech Moed, he'll be able to finish up what he did before when he started before, l'tzarech hamoed. That's all the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah had said, no, there are those that are mekel, and they hold that even in a place where the minag is not to do the malacha on Erev Yom Tov before Chatzos, if you're one of these three professions, you would be able to actually start and look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katon Chav Ches, Afilu Makom, Perish from Neshein Sarach Gadol Lamoid, because the Ramah holds, since it's a great Sarach, Gadol Tzarech Lamoid, even in places where the minag is not to do malacha, they allowed these three professions to actually start and finish in the places where there is a minag not to do malacha. Vim Hisril, if, however, he went ahead and he began before Yud Dalid, this means to say, if we're talking about other umnis to start, that's going to be usr, kaven shu makom shnagel lalasos. Just actually start, that's going to be usr because it's the minug not to do it. However, this opinion holds that if he started before Yom Arba'asar, then it is permitted to finish if it's Letzorech Moed. This is all talking about where the minag is not to do malacha. But the place where the minag is to do the malacha, according to the Ramah, but according to the Ramah, if the minhag is to do malacha, you can do any malacha you want until chatzos, whether it's for the moed, whether it's not for the moed, you can actually start. This is according to the Ramah. The whole Ramah, these whole halachas and requirements of tzarech hamoed and when you started, that's all talking according to the Ramah in places where the minhag is shelolasos. Minaglasos, no problem, according to the Ramah, Sifkatan Lamid Mibaod Yom. So he says, if Hitzchil Mibaod Yom Bishar Umnis, if he started before, this is the Ramah continuing, in other professions, if he started before, and we're talking about where the Minag is not to do Malacha, Sifkatan Lamid Mibaod Yom, Hainu Kodim Anetz, meaning he started already before. Nates shall Yom Arbasa. If he started before Nate Achama of Yom Arbasa, he can finish. Bishar Umnis, and we're talking here about the other professions, Ratzanim, who Bechlal Shar Umnis, and Ratzanim, they are considered like other Malachas, Lerov Aposkim, according to the majority of Poskim. So shoemakers, okay, is like Shar Umnis, according to most Poskim. This is all in terms of going ahead and making new shoes. But to go ahead and repair shoes that are needed for Yom Tov, you would be able to go ahead and actually start, according to the Ramah, and fix the shoes that people have, shoes l'tzarech ha-moed. So you'd actually be able to begin on Yudalid if the shoes are torn and you have to go ahead and fix torn shoes for someone who needs it for the moed. Sif katan lamed beis osin al chatzos. He can do it until chatzos. When we came and shigia chatzos, we chuyev lahasik b'emtza malacha. Since chatzos has reached and we're in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, once chatzos hits, he has to go ahead and stop b'emtza malacha because it's actually an iser to do malacha after chatzos, as we saw a couple of days ago. Sif vav moshivin shovchim l'tarnegolim b'arbasar. One can set shofchim for chickens on the 14th. What does this basically mean? Let's continue on. Meaning you can prepare a place for the chickens and roosters to stand. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan lamed gimel. Moshivin shofchim l'tarnagolos. You can go ahead and set up these shofchim for the chickens on the 14th. Afilu makom shenagu shelo lasos. This is even in a place where the minag is to refrain from malacha. Mutar lahatchil lasos kol eilu malachos hamuzkaros ad sof hasiman kol hayom. You will be able to go ahead and do all these malachos that we're going to mention now through the end of the siman. You can do actually the entire day. Sif zayin. Tanigredes sheyashva al habetim. Shlosha yamim o yoiser u mesa. If you have a tarnagolas, a chicken, set on eggs for 3 or more days, u mesa, and then dies, What one can do is he can sit another chicken in its place so that the eggs should not become ruined. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. After 3 days, it is unfit for consumption totally. And the owner will suffer a significant loss if he does not replace the dead chicken on the eggs. However, before that, when they are still somewhat fit, someone who can handle it, he's not an istinus, so we are makel to go ahead and lahoshiv aleim tarnagolas, to go ahead and put a tarnagolas upon it. Sif katan lamid hey umesa v'chol shekain im barcha shemachzirin osa limkomo. So he says the same is true kal v'chomer if it ran away, and that it could be returned to the eggs. Sif katan lamid Vav, shelo yafsidu habeitzim, muchach mized lahoshid l'chatchil tarnagolas al beitzim be'er pesach, aser achar chatzos. He says, it's clear from here, to put the tarnagolas on the beitzim on erev pesach, it's going to be aser after chatzos. Achein kam aposkim mekilim b'zeh, however there are poskim that are mekil, v'yesh l'hakel leitz ha-sarech, and one can go ahead and be mekil if there's a tzarech k'tzas, a small, even a minimal need, l'deyazu in mesa. And according to his opinion, if they die, Moshivin Acheres Tachteha, you can go ahead and put another Tarnagolas in its place. Afilu Merishona Lo Yashra Lein Shoshan Yomim, even if the first one was not placed on it for 3 days. So basically we're saying many poskim are makel, and when necessary, allow placement of a chicken on eggs, even L'chadchila, and would permit replacing a dead chicken, even if the first one did not sit on the eggs for 3 days. We are up to Sif Ches Garfin. Perish, Maitzian, Perish Maitzian, Magrefa Vahu Kli Miyuchad Lekach, Zevel Mitachas Ragle Behema. So he's saying here that it is permitted to shovel manure. That's what we're talking about, from beneath an animal's legs. It's a specific shovel to go ahead and shovel the manure from beneath the animal's legs. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, Mashlichad Oso L'chutz La'ashpa. It can be moved, okay, outside to the garbage heap. Ein bebach daigdo d'dafka kishoymenes habehema b'chatzer, aval kishoymenes b'refes, ein muta rak l'sarek l'studim. So according to the Bach, however, this is true when the animal is in the courtyard. But if the animal is in the stable, it can only be moved to the sides. We're up to Sif Tes. Hazevel shebechatzer lo yatzienu el yisaget salkenu le'stadim. Manure in one's courtyard cannot be moved. Rather, it can be pushed to the sides. V'nisrabe bechatzer yotzienu la'ashba. And if it fills the yard, it can be moved to the garbage heap. Sif Yud. Molichim mevim kelim ve'sa'uman kol hayom afal pish einam l'tzarech hamoed. Kelim can be dropped off or picked up from the craftsman who is making them, even if it is not needed for Yom Tov. It can go ahead and be dropped off or picked up from the craftsman, these kelim, even if it's not for the moed. Rama v'nagu shelo lahakiz dam b'shum erev Yom Tov ein l'shanos, and the minag is to refrain from bloodletting on any erev Yom Tov, and one should not go ahead and deviate from that practice. Sif katan lamed ches shelo lahakiz de be'erev shvuas yatsa sheid dishmo tavuach, on the night before Yom Tov, okay, yatsa sheid, and his name was tavuach. Vilo kiblu Yisrael es haTorah havi tavach luhu livsarayu ledamayu. The gozer rabbanon al kol erev Yom Tov mishum erev shvuas. And if Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have gotten the Torah, it would go ahead and shecht the basar and the dam, and the chachamim would geizer on eri Yom Tov because of erev Shavuos. Shurafavin shekarin bankis o kaf zeitzim yesh matirim. Okay, woo, heavy duty. All right. These sarafim that you call bankis and kaf and zatzim, there are those that are mekel. Mulvadashana rabba shu yom adin, except for yoshana rabba, which is yom adin, yalkoponim, beravshuas, yesh lahachmir, but on yavshuas, you should be machmir, u belaila, shalafne erev yom tov, mutta lahakis dam, the night before erev yom tov, you could go ahead and bloodlet, chutz milel shana rabba, except for shana rabba, erev yom tov acharon shal pesach, akol mutter, and the erev yom tov acharon, erev yom tov before the last day of pesach. Everything's muttered, ain't no regel b'tnei atzmo, because it's not its own regel, because it's, right, it's not like Shmini Atzeres. V'chozek, yesherotze la'kiz lebrios, and this is all when you want to go ahead and bloodlet for healthy people, mishum sakana, because of sakana, aval mishum sakana, however, if it's a concern for sakana, then kvar dashu bo rabim, then it's going to be permitted, because of the principle of Shomer Pesayim Hashem, people do it, and Hashem will look out for you. Afil be'erev shuas hitir b'al yoraba, and erev shuas they were matir b'al yoraba, kishetzivu arofim b'choli, sheyesh bo sakana, right? If the rofim tell you, you have a choli, that you have sakana, avo lav hachi, lo. Again, this is all in the areas of bloodletting, but the basic idea is that a night before Yom Tov, it's permitted to bloodlet, except for the night of Hoshana Rabba, the night before the last day of Pesach, it's permitted, since it's not an independent Yom Tov, and this applies when bloodletting is to merely make a person healthier, but if a person's life is in danger, it's permitted, and we apply the pasuk of Shomer Psayim HaShem.